Check, one, two, All right. Cool. Check, check, check.
Yeah, somebody coming through. Yep. Sounds good over there? All right, let's do it.
Hi, hi everybody. How are you guys doing today? I've always thought it's funny that when you're on stage and you ask people questions, they answer with clapping, like that's like an effective form of communication. But I don't know how you're doing. I can't tell if you're well or if your hands are itchy or maybe you're holding a fish and it just keeps smacking you on the arm. Anyway, my name's Jay Williamez, and I'm gonna play some songs for you tonight. And you're probably not gonna like them, but I'm probably not gonna care, and so it's gonna work out really nicely. I have a new song to play for you later tonight, and it's the grossest thing I've ever written, but you'll have to wait for it because I'm gonna do that one last. There's like a little bit of... What's that? Yeah, no, exactly. You gotta fucking... So I'm sneaky like that. All right. So this first song is called Dishes. And I don't know. I was gonna say I hope you like it, but that's disingenuous because I don't care. All right. I'm not getting any guitar in this monitor anymore. This is all part of the song. This is how it goes every time. There are so many dishes in the sink. They're covered in food stuff and they're starting to stink. There are so many dishes. They're dirty as hell. Becoming a problem now, mainly because of the smell. And how does everyone ever get anything done with all these goddamn cock-sucking dishes? And how does everyone ever get anything done with all these goddamn pussy-eating dishes? There are so many dishes. Don't get me started with all of the pots, pans, and cutlery. It's fucking ridiculous. And how does anyone ever get anything done with all these goddamn sack-sucking dishes? And how does anyone ever get anything done with all these goddamn creep-sniffing dishes? Someone should build a machine to help keep all these dishes clean. Then I'd have time for me. Maybe try some recreational chemistry. Just think how good life could be if one day we were finally free from all these goddamn cock-sucking dishes. These booby-touching dishes. These ass-eating dishes. You kids and your ass-eating. Where will I find the time dishes, all of these forks and knives, and the occasional spoon. I don't remember using that bowl today. I've never even seen that Tupperware before. I feel just like Sisyphus, pushing a boulder up a hill every day. But my hill and boulder are dishes. I guess that makes me more like Dishyphus. Wink! If you didn't get that stuff about Sisyphus, maybe you should read a fucking book sometime. Unless you're perfectly content to be just another dirty face in the great unwashed, just like my dishes. Ooh. Thank you. You too. Is there any way to make that humming stop? The feedback. It's like. Okay, that song was about doing laundry. This next one is about also doing laundry. This is called Long Loose, and the problem with writing songs obsessively as you get older with your actual age in the song is that as you get older and you want to update your age, and let's say, for example, hypothetically, let's say you wrote a song 2 years ago and you were 45 and now you're 47, there's a fucking extra syllable that you have to deal with. And so I'm going to go with franglais to say my age in this one because the French know what's what. They don't have any extra syllables for anything. And so this is called Long Loose, the Franglais edition. I hope you like it. I'm cat on set years old. I've forgotten more than what I've known. Hi, guys. Hi. What I've known. My knees both hurt on alternating days. I never thought I'd feel this old. Excuse me. Maybe as a child I was dumb and arrogant enough to think that I would be the only one who'd never age. Or maybe I just thought that I was super good at music, so I'd die of a drug overdose at 27 years old. Here I am at Cat on Set, long loose and full of Metamucil. Long in the tooth and short in the youth department. Long, loose, and full of Metamucil. I used to be cool, now I soften up my stool. Cat on set years old. I still like to party, but every time I do now, the hangover I get lasts for 3 fucking days. It It's all wrinkles and gray hair and surprises when I fart sometimes. Feeling like kids these days don't know what's cool, but they sure like eating ass. My eyesight is fading and the osteoarthritis in my fingers really hurts as I'm playing this song right now. I am too old to die young, too young for diapers. My knees making noises when I go down the stairs. And it's like, it sounds like pop rocks a little bit, you know? It's fucking gross. Every time I stand up, I make this little grunting sound. I can't believe that I still have a full head of hair. But maybe not for long, loose, full of Metamucil. Long in the tooth, short with telemarketers, especially when they call me at dinner time. Long, loose, and full of Metamucil. I used to be cool. Maybe I was never cool.
So, way to yell out the punchline, even though you fucking heard the song before. You know what's coming, and you're like, hey, I know what I'll do. I'll fucking wreck it. Yeah, I'm like, Ralph? Is that a thing? That's like a cartoon, right? It was so good, I bet. Anyway.
Getting old sucks.
Hi! How's it going? How was golfing? Fuck yeah, it was. All right.
Getting old sucks, but at least it beats the alternative, which is dying. Getting old is really fucking shitty. But I can't think of any other way not to die. Oh shit, the cops are here. Fuck.
Honestly, I wrote a song that I'm playing for the first time tonight, and I'm legitimately worried about getting arrested for it. And so, like, maybe that's you guys. Maybe we'll be friends by the end of the night. Write the fuck on. All right. Anyway. Oh, it sucks. Really fucked you. I can't.
But I can't think of any other way not to die. And every wrinkle is a badge of honor. For one more day, you didn't fall into an active volcano. And you didn't eat a can of badly tainted ham. Every wrinkle is a badge of honor. For one more day, you didn't. You weren't crushed by a falling piano. And you successfully avoided being eaten by a bear.
Ooh, you suck, William S. So, I do this thing now where I try and end songs on an unresolved chord. So then you guys are left wondering, like, did he get eaten by a bear? I don't know. Did he have his Metamucil today? I did not. Thanks for asking. I will remember. I will do that later when I get home. Yeah, I know. My plan is to get really drunk tonight, and so maybe the barley will substitute itself for the Metamucil that I'm going to forget to take. But I have the fucking, I have the big, like, economy pack at home. It's not cheap. It's a fucking, it's a commitment. It's an investment. But it's worth it, because, like, a good poop, you can't put a price on that. Or you probably could. I mean, I would pay money for a good poop, but you can't buy a good poop. No, you can buy someone else's good poop, but you can't buy your own experience of having a good poop. For that, you have to pray to the poop god. This song is about science fiction. It says, "This machine kills the mood." Yeah? Any Arlo Guthrie fans? Or are you guys just like, why would he write that? That's weird. Doesn't matter. I don't care. I did it for me. Woody. There is a Woody. Sweet. Okay, that's better. All right. This is called Time Machine. And I don't know. It's I wrote this song because I was at a party one time and I was supposed to meet some friends. And then they ditched. And I was like by myself at a party where I didn't know anyone. And I was like, well, I could leave or I could introduce myself by standing up on a stool in the packed kitchen and being like, hey guys, I have a thought experiment. If you were to go into a time machine and go into the future and have sex with yourself, is that gay or is that masturbation? Yeah, so do I, yeah. Fuck you, Kerouac. All right, this next song is about me fucking myself in the future. Hi guys, thanks for coming, yay. If I had a time machine, I'd go into the future about 25 minutes or so. I'd go up to my future self and say, hey, you handsome devil, how did the last song go? And he'll be like, not well. Do you remember me from 25 minutes ago? Then I'd go behind my future self and undo my future belt. And I'd let my future pants fall to the floor. Ooh. And then I'd give my future self a rusty trombone. Wait. There you go. Until my future self was future begging for more. I'm not gay. I just really like to masturbate. Oh man. So I had this dream the other day. This is fucked. I had a dream that I was like having a friendly jerk off in the same room as Abi Khan. Yeah. And it wasn't hot. We weren't like doing it because we had a crush on each other. We were just like simultaneously jerking off. And like, for some reason, my technique for the day, which is not my normal technique, was this. And he commented on my style and I was like, you should try it. And then he did, and the tip of his dick got all fucking inflamed and pink. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, gross. I fucking hate Abi Khan. I'm not gay. Oh, I turned it off so it stopped feeding back. Anyway, I'm gonna start it over, but this time when I say masturbate, it's not gonna trigger the Abi Khan story because I've told it already. I'm not gay. I just really like to masturbate. Oh man, I had this crazy masturbate. And with the advent of new technologies, like time travel, I could be a one-man orgy, fucking and sucking and finger blasting. Then I'd get back in that time machine. I'd bring my future self and we'd go into the future yet again. We'd find a bunch of other future me's and repeat the whole procedure until the time machine was full of sexy men. Wink! I don't think it's wrong to dream, and I will not be ashamed, no matter what anybody says. 'Cause I think it would be fucking hot to be somewhere near the bottom of a sweaty, heaving pile of Williamettes. That's me. I'm not gay. I just really like to masturbate. And with the advent of new technologies like time travel, I could be a one-man orgy. Yeah, I could have my cock and eat it too. I'm not gay. I've just got a healthy sense of self-esteem. And when I think about myself, it always seems like my pants are shrinking in the crotch for some reason. I could be a one-man orgy. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Actually, that one I don't want to leave unresolved because I'm clearly going to fucking invent a time machine and fuck myself. And so there is no ambiguity couched in this one. What do you mean? Yeah, poor Crystal is right here. And she has, no, but she's now got to admit, like, you're right. And we have a deal. She's not getting her monthly fee. Because she's not allowed to say that. Just kidding. I'm adopted. This one, it's normally called Cherry Pie, but tonight it's called Pie Curious. And you can sing along. It's just like pie to 100 decimals. And so, like, unless you went to, like, public school and you're like a peasant, you should know this one. All right. 3.14159265358979 3238462643 3379502884197169399375 10582 0 9 7 4 9 4 4 5 9 2 3 0 7 8 1 6 4 0 6 2 8 6 2 0 8 9 9 8 6 2 8 0 3 4 8 2 5 Should I do the shot part? Yeah, none of you are gonna like this except for Colin. Wait, but let me explain the shots. So it's like three shots, and then one shot, and then four shots. Oh, fuck, isn't that so clever? Math! Circles! Calculating the area! Buddy. All right. Can someone grab me a beer and I'll pay you. I just don't wanna. Thank you. All right, I got two more songs. And yeah, exactly, but I'm only apologizing for the last one. I mean, like, it's awesome. It's the best song, but it's the dirtiest one I've ever written. But also, it's like, it's weirdly like, I'm like emotionally vulnerable in it. It's fucking stupid. Oh, dude, here's how. So like, he just accosted me and complained about the fact that I actually accurately got pi to 100 decimals. And let me tell you how I did that. I practiced it for like 3 weeks, and then periodically, every once in a while, especially in the summer, I'll go for a drunken bike ride down Wellington Crescent in the fucking middle of the night at like 3 in the morning, and I just scream it at the top of my lungs. It's both fun and productive. I love it. Sure. It's more like fucking the kind of learning that you did in school where you had to memorize a bunch of shit that made no difference to anyone, and then 2 months later you forget it because you didn't scream it down Wellington Crescent. That's the problem. All right, so this song is called Taboobies. Oh, hi, guys. I only have 2 songs left, but you didn't miss it. Don't worry. It's so gross. All right. But this one is called Taboobies, and I hope you like it. And honestly, normally I say that, and I don't mean it, but I hope you do like this one. I'm pretty happy with it. Excuse me so much. I'm so sorry. Swear words are fucking fascinating to me. They come with built-in magical powers that make other people feel weird. Watch this. Cunt. Monkey dicks. Guaranteed somebody just got slightly more uncomfortable. And all I did was make an arbitrary sound using my lungs, vocal cords, and mouth. That make me bad. Yeah. Fuck you. And when I stub my toe, I'm not referring to penetrative sexual intercourse. The reason I yell fuck really loud is that it makes my toe hurt a little less somehow. And when I say I had a shitty day, I don't mean that my day was full of feces. Although there was that time I almost shit my pants on acid on a bike ride in the Yucatan Peninsula. Does that make me bad? Maybe not, but it would have been really fucking bad. I was like still 20 minutes away from our Airbnb, and I had to shit so bad. And so we're driving our, we were in Airbnb, and they gave us these rusty bikes. I'm gonna turn this down for a second. They gave us these rusty bikes to use while we were there. We're like, seriously? These garbage bikes, we can use them for free? And they're like, yeah, but don't fuck them up. And the seat on mine, like, bent all weird. And so I was, like, having to sort of squat over it. And so we did acid, and we went swimming, and it was so lovely. And then we're riding our bikes back, and it's a 40-minute ride. And about 10 minutes into the ride, I'm like, rumble, rumble, rumble. And I was like, oh, that's going to be a problem eventually. But no worries, I can get home. And then all of a sudden, I was like, I don't think I can get home. And so, and we're driving down this stretch where it's all places under development. Nothing's open, but it looks like it's going to be open. And so it's very frustrating. And so I'm like, oh, being picky and choosy. And then finally, I'm just like, okay, there's a guy right there, and if he's here, there's a bathroom. And so I run, I'm like, baño, por favor. And he's like, no. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. He saw my face. And so he said something, and it was either the bathroom is that way up the stairs, or the bathroom is down that hallway right by the stairs. And I didn't know which one it was. And so I ran up 3 steps, and I was like, you know what? I think maybe it was the hallway. And so I run to the mouth of this hallway, and I'm not sure that this hallway is the hallway with the bathroom, but I am sure that this hallway is the hallway where I'm going to shit, right? And so I'm like, okay. I run down the hall, and there are 3 doors on the left, and it's like a fucking joke, but it was real, and it was so fucking terrifying. So I try the first door, locked. Try the second door, locked. And then my running style, even in that short distance, has changed. And I'm like, it's coming. And if this is like, if I open the door and it's a fucking like childcare room, like a preschool, like I'm shitting in there. Open the door, and there's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, which was this filthy toilet. And so I sat down and like, I it I know it wasn't this, but I felt like 32 liters of frothy shit just fell out of me. And then the sky and the universe opened up and there were flowers everywhere. Because I was worried that I was going to shit my pants and have to ride my bike for 20 minutes on acid in Mexico, covered in my own shit. And so I didn't, and that was great. That would be bad. Maybe we should reconsider some of our taboos. I get why eating shit is bad and why you shouldn't fuck your dad. But what if we've been missing out on something we would really truly love? All because some fucking pope said it was wrong. And what the fucking hell do fucking popes know about anything? They don't even bone, and yet they say it's wrong to masturbate. Why the hell would anyone look for a moral code from an old man with a weird hat and a long documented history of helping pedophiles? Let's take drugs as another great example of what I'm trying to say. But also, let's take drugs. Do you remember all those stupid fucking ads with those stupid fucking eggs in the stupid fucking frying pans? The one thing they didn't tell you, and incidentally, that Bill Hicks did, is that drugs, when used correctly, can be a pretty fucking beautiful gift. Does that make me bad? Maybe we should take a closer look at our taboos. I get why killing kids is wrong and why you shouldn't eat your mom. But if you see me in the park and I'm clearly tripping balls, then please don't yuck my yum, 'cause I'm having fun. If something feels good and you're not hurting anyone, why not fill your boots? Have a metric ton of fun. If we don't question our taboos, then we end up with stupid fucking rules that make us feel ashamed of natural things like our own fucking bodies. Especially all the parts that squish together. And maybe we should maybe we should change our attitudes. That comes later. I've got Pope on the mind, and so I keep fucking up. You'll see why later. When did human bodies somehow become so obscene? We cover up our naughty bits and all the fun stuff in between. The underlying truth is that there's naked people hiding under all our clothes. Even those popular robes, and I will get to that later, I promise. And maybe we should change our attitudes about taboobies, 'cause on a hot and sweaty day, why should you tuck the girls away? Maybe we could all decide that what we choose to show or hide is no one's business but our own. People really crave the outrage and clutching their pearls. If I've learned anything from the dumpster fire that we call social media, is some people really seem to get a lot of dopamine signaling their virtue and showing how offended they can be. But if outrage is your kink and it really gets you hard, I'm not here to judge. In fact, this last part of the song, and also part of the next one, is my special gift to you. I think you're really gonna love to hate it. Why is bestiality considered so taboo? If Kermit and Miss Piggy get to fuck unproblematically, and why do all their kids come out as pigs and frogs and not unholy mutant half-breeds? Begging to be euthanized, why does necrophilia make everyone so mad? If there's a victim in there somewhere, I don't fucking see it, man. So when I'm dead, feel free to fuck me any way you like, 'cause Elvis will have left the proverbial building. you've only got a week or so before I go bad. Did that make you mad? You're welcome. Okay. So the reason that I left that one unresolved is that I want you to think about the possibility that someone got a rage boner from that song, and they're so mad. And the thing about a rage boner is you can't tell anyone you have a rage boner, because then they know that you enjoyed it, and so you have to hide it. You gotta carry a binder around with you, like in junior high, because you decided to wear fucking jogging pants on boner day. Yeah, and so, whatever. Anyway, who knows? Maybe someone got a rage boner and we'll never know, but that's why. Unresolved. All right, so this next song. I'm so fucking excited about this. I feel like it's Christmas morning. This is called, I'm not sure, I need your help naming it, you guys. It's either gonna be called Aphantasia or Infinite Darkness. But why don't you just give it a listen and then let me know what you think. And if what you think is like, I should never play another show, that's valid also. And sometimes I think that too. By always, do you mean like periodically scattered over 4 or 5 years? Like, yes, I do. All right. This is for now, this is called Aphantasia. And yeah, it's honestly, this is like maybe the first thing I've been proud of in quite a while. And so I hope you like it.
I have a brain disorder called aphantasia, and it sucks balls. Basically, this just means that I can't see my thoughts. When I close my eyes and think about a puppy, all I see is infinite darkness, and that makes me sad. I didn't even know that I was different until about 2 years ago. Maybe this explains why I'm such a raging fan of LSD. But I'm okay, I'll find a way to make weapons from my disabilities. If I can't see my thoughts and you can, that gives me the kind of power someone like me shouldn't have. 'Cause I can describe some fucked up things, and I will be the only one who doesn't have to see them. That's obviously what I'm gonna do. So I hope you enjoy the view.
It's fucking Christmas morning right now, so much.
Close your eyes and picture a guy. His mouth is a gaping asshole and his teeth are all hemorrhoids. And they're wiggling around like they're sentient. His eyes are infected and they're scabbed up and closed. And they're leaking green viscous pus everywhere. Suddenly, he rips the skin off his face. And pork and beans fall out. Now picture your parents covered in boils, buck naked, trading rim jobs in your childhood bedroom. Your mom throws up into your dad's mouth, and he's into it. They carve up a raccoon with a knife and paint each other's naked bodies with the blood and viscera. Then they both smile and rip off their fucking faces, and pork and beans fall out. Now think about the Pope's dick and his shriveled little balls. I used to think that aphantasia was a curse, but now I see it's been a superpower all along. And I'm okay, I found a way to make weapons from my disabilities. If I can't see my thoughts and you can, that gives me the kind of power someone like me shouldn't have. Whoa. What if all my disorders are really superpowers? But like, not in a lame, condescending way.
You know, like when someone saves a bunch of people from a fire and then they're giving a press conference and they're like, you guys are the real heroes. And everyone like believes them because they're idiots and they want to feel good about themselves. Not like that. Anyway.
Everything wrong with me is me. All my deficiencies are still a part of me, and they help to make me who I've come to be. My depression is a lesson not to take the good days for granted, because sometimes the only thing that's optimistic about me is my blood type.
It's B positive.
Maybe I am partly to blame. Maybe I've been literally asking for this by name. But I don't care who you are. 20 years of heckling gets to you after a while.
Cool. Yeah. So I love that. I'm like, that's the most emotionally vulnerable I've ever been on stage. And you guys heckled me. Thank you. Thank you for that. I fucking asked for this. Anyway.
Guess you after a while. So you put on your shit-eating smile and you play your dumb songs about cocks and balls. But secretly, you've been your own number one fan this whole time, because you're so fucking charming and clever and you've got a bunch of new superpowers. My low self-esteem is a dream come true when it comes to writing shitty and self-deprecating songs. And everybody knows that's where the money is, and that's why I'm such a billionaire. My ADHD helps me to focus on one thing for 67 hours at a time, while completely forgetting about the existence of everything else in my life. That's exactly how I wrote this song.
I had a ton of video work to do for the Western Canadian Music Awards, which are in like a day. And I seriously spent 3 full days when I should have been working writing this fucking stupid song. And I don't regret a thing. Anyway, that's
exactly how I wrote this song. And by the way, I'm sorry for that stuff about your parents. And also the part where I say, think about the Pope's dick and his holy little balls. When I think about the Pope's dick, I don't see anything at all. I have a superpower called aphantasia, and it rocks balls.
Thanks, I'm Jay Williams.